to Misunderstood, a podcast dedicated to better understanding MS and learning to live well with MS. I'm your host, Katie Sloan. Our usual reminders as we begin. I am not an expert, just a person like you, living with MS and trying to make the best of it. Misunderstood is based on my personal experience, what I've learned from my doctors, other care providers, and my own solutions-oriented research and pattern-finding obsession. While the majority of the information I share has been vetted by doctors, I am not a doctor. My intention is that you use the information shared here as a springboard for discussion between you and your doctor regarding your future care options. And lastly, MS impacts each of us uniquely. I hope to shine a light on a wide range of approaches and strategies for living better with MS. But what you choose to do with that information is always your choice. And what works for one may not work for all. In our previous episode, we had the opportunity to chat with MS community member and mindset coach, Matt Rowe, and heard all about his recent offering of the third annual Symptom-Free MS Summit. I hope you had the opportunity to listen to at least some of the many summit speakers at this year's event so that you could further explore the healing pathways most relevant to you and your current healing desires. Matt attended our July flock meeting, and we had great discussions about the summit speakers and the various healing pathways flock members had chosen to explore. I had the pleasure and privilege of watching and engaging with a number of summit speakers this year, and I've reached out to connect with a few of them so far that are of personal interest given my current potential growth areas. The most fascinating outreach that has yielded the most powerful personal healing opportunities so far is today's guest, Samaya Tracy Hill. Before we dive into today's new episode content, for our gratitude portion of our episode, I'd like to highlight a healing opportunity that you might be interested in. Despite living with symptoms of MS for most of my life, since my formal diagnosis in 2015, as longtime listeners know, I have explored many different avenues of healing. And together, they have resulted in my ability to leave a lot of the debilitating symptoms I've experienced in the rearview mirror. Symptoms like fatigue, insomnia, depression, anxiety, neuropathy, pain, gross and fine motor limb functionality loss, allodynia, leaky gut, pruritus, inflammatory response to a variety of foods, drop foot, visual disturbances, and several more. Two of the most powerful healing programs I utilize to heal these symptoms are currently recruiting volunteers for a formal research study on the impact of two things. One, brain retraining or neuroplasticity, and two, lifestyle intervention in patients living with multiple sclerosis. While I can't at this time go into more detail about the programs to maintain the study's integrity, what I can say is that I highly recommend both programs for anyone and everyone living with MS. I'll post the study link on our Patreon page, patreon.com/msflock, viewable to all, so please check it out if you're at all interested. I'll also post the email address of Kelly Scott of the Chronic Conditions Research Fund in the show notes. I'll share a few more details of the study here. Participation in the study is completely free and will be conducted online for a duration of 12 weeks. The program will involve a 20 to 60 minute commitment of daily health practices. Participants will be randomly selected for one of the two programs. After study completion, participants will be offered the opportunity to participate in the other program they were not selected for at no cost. There are a few criteria for qualification. Participants must have access to high-speed internet and a mobile device with the ability to engage and participate in the online programs via the web and mobile app. Participants must have a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis and be between the ages of 18 and 65. Participants must not have additional conditions such as long COVID, chronic fatigue syndrome, or other active and uncontrolled conditions. For a full list of criteria, please reach out to the link shared on our Patreon page. If you do not meet the criteria for this study, but would still like to participate in these healing programs, don't worry, you still can. After the study has finished recruiting, I am happy to share more information about both of these healing programs. And outside of the free study parameters, they are available to all of us at a very minimal cost. So, if you are listening and ready to make serious gains in recovering aspects of your health, I strongly recommend taking advantage of this incredible research opportunity. Please reach out with any questions you may have to me or to the study organizers directly. Thank you again to these two programs and their developers for giving me so much of my life back. You made healing possible at a time when I feared all hope was lost. Today, we're going to get to meet with a wonderful human who is part of our MS community, Samaya Tracy Hill. I wanted to feature Samaya as someone who is living well with MS and give her an opportunity to share what she's doing that is working for her as possible healing pathways for the rest of us to consider. Samaya Tracy Hill is a retired Chicago firefighter who has garnered significant media attention through the sharing of her journey of resilience and self-discovery. Armed with a master's degree in kinesiology, certification in holistic nutrition, and currently in pursuit of her PhD in integrative medicine, her multifaceted expertise has not only led her to her personal recovery, but has also catalyzed wellness transformations for hundreds of clients and counting. Samaya can help us find our way to a place where we are healthy and thriving, living a life of self-compassion and authenticity, and leaving anxiety, exhaustion, overwhelm, and many of our MS symptoms behind for good. She is passionate about helping others, is immediately warm and easy to talk to, and is here today to share more about her story and how she might be able to help you transform into a healthier and happier version of yourself. While Samaya will share an overview of a variety of tools that she herself used to get well and currently uses and offers to her clients, we'll primarily focus our conversation today on her AO Inner Voice Scan, which is the healing modality she talked about at the recent Symptom-Free MS Summit and what she's been working with me on this past month. So, before we dive into our conversation, I want to share just a little bit more about the AO Inner Voice Scan so you have some background schema. As a musician, and specifically in this case as a singer, I've always been fascinated with aspects of voice. And as someone also highly focused on researching a wide range of healing modalities, which has for the past 2 years included various aspects of energetic healing, the AO Inner Voice Frequency Healing immediately caught my attention. In simple terms, the AO Inner Voice Scan identifies the unique frequencies in our voice. By using a short 10-second snippet of our voice in normal conversation, the test isolates and analyzes the imbalances in our emotional state that present themselves through our vocal cords. The Inner Voice Comprehensive Report, and wow, is it comprehensive, identifies our 4 out-of-balance areas. 3 high notes or octaves that represent emotions that are overexpressed or out of balance, and 1 low note that represents a suppressed emotion. The report also generates 4 correlating MP3 files of therapeutic songs called balancing harmonics, unique to our current energetic needs, that we can play first thing in the morning, last thing at night, and throughout the day to help bring about better balance of these emotions. They're beautiful to listen to as well. To provide just a little more information to see if this might be of interest to you, the 12 notes that are aligned with emotional categories that may be imbalanced or suppressed are A, emotionally disconnected versus emotionally integrated. A sharp, self-critical versus self-love. B, conditional love versus unconditional love. C, anger versus acceptance of change. C sharp, fearful and overwhelmed versus accountability. D, suppressed emotional expression versus appropriate self. D sharp, unworthy or undeserving versus self-accepting expression. E, rigid beliefs versus open to possibilities. F, conflicting beliefs versus congruent belief and action. F sharp, unacknowledged versus self-validation. G, repetitive thinking versus creative and independent thinking. And G sharp, sadness versus inner peace. Overall, there are many benefits of the AO inner voice scan, such as enhanced focus and concentration, sharper intuition, increased self-esteem and confidence, enhanced creativity and production, increased emotional intelligence, reduced stress and anxiety, improved sleep, clearer thinking and cognitive function, pain relief, feeling more calm and grounded, and the ability to create more harmony in our relationships. And the information provided in each extensive scan report also includes potential causes for each imbalance, helpful insight into our vitals of various body systems that might be at play, as well as tangible suggestions to help our body heal to a place of better balance. At the Misunderstood Flock meeting this Saturday, I'll share my reports from the two sessions I've done so far with Samaya, as well as share how knowing this information has impacted me, so you can see what the experience might be like. And I'll answer any questions you may have about the AO Inner Voice Scan. Samaya plans to attend our September Flock meeting to further engage with Flock members, so mark your calendars now. And if you're not yet a Flock member but would like to be, join us. Okay, without further ado, let's welcome Samaya Tracy Hill to the show and listen in on our conversation. Okay, I have with me today Samaya Tracy Hill. It is wonderful to have you here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you, Katie.
Yeah. Oh, it's been so incredible this past month learning from you and seeing what I could learn about myself from the many tools that you offer. So I'm really excited to get into that today with you. And I would love for you to start off, if you would, sharing just a little bit about you and your experience with MS. Like, what were you doing when MS entered your life? And what kind of symptoms have you experienced? And, you know, what can listeners kind of connect with you on in terms of MS?
Yeah, it's probably going to be somewhat similar to so many people, but I was doing too much. So I was in graduate school and I was getting my master's in kinesiology, and I was working over 40 hours a week. I was also training for a marathon and a 24-hour adventure race, and I worked in a human performance lab. I pretty much ran it. I also taught college kids. So one day I was walking in the lab and I just tripped. And I looked back, like, expecting to see something there, nothing there. And then, like, I wasn't feeling quite right. And then the whole left side of my body would go numb. And then I'd be tripping some more. And someone's like, it sounds like you have MS. And I'm like, what the heck is that? You know? Lo and behold, I went to three different neurologists and I was a lab rat because they had good insurance. And the first doctor diagnosed me. And then it took... I don't know. I just, you know, you want another opinion, or like, I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what this is. This is back in 2000. So, got the official diagnosis. And of course they said I would be in a wheelchair the rest of my life if I didn't take medication. And a very small part of me believed it, but then a big part of me, because I'm an Aries, I was like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. But going back to my symptoms, so my whole left side was my issue. The lesions were on the right side of my brain, and I had 8 when I was first diagnosed. I have no idea because I haven't had an MRI in like 20 years. I would lose speech. I would definitely have bladder issues. Oh Lord, a lot of bladder issues, just fatigue, you know, muscle weakness, I mean, there would be like some days I would sleep 24 hours and I had no idea why. I wasn't doing anything different. So, it's just, I think, pretty typical for most people. I don't have lesions on my spine. It was just my brain. So it was a pretty, I'd say, pretty typical rapid remitting MS is what I had. So from that point, it was a journey once I got diagnosed.
Yeah, right. And that it's so crazy that the average pathway to diagnosis is about 3.5 years, right? And that time is just so tumultuous. But here we can really learn from you because you have been living with this disease for so long, and you have explored so many different tools to heal in that time. And compare maybe if you would before I do want to hear about these different tools you've used over the years, but compare your current symptoms that you experience today, if any at all, with some of these things you experienced early on. How are you doing now?
I'm totally fine. So the
Yeah.
last thing to leave me, and I think majority of your audience will understand this, the last symptom to leave is that eye twitch. It almost makes you feel a little dizzy kind of thing. And I don't know if you get that, but it's like the eyes can't quite focus. That was the very last thing to leave. And I think like once in a while I'll get it for like a second, but it does not affect me. I forget that I have it, to be honest, because I've done so much. I should have wrote a book and wrote it all down, all the things I've tried. But yeah, it was really about working on my inner self. And so my symptoms are now gone.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I hope that listeners are really hearing what's possible here when you are really, really dedicated toward figuring out your unique pathway to solutions, right? Like MS impacts each of us uniquely. So therefore, our pathways are going to be unique as well. But let's talk a little bit about some of the therapies and approaches that you've worked on over the years that you feel have yielded kind of the biggest gains for you.
Okay, so I'm going to assume that a lot of your li listeners are younger. I'm 50. So this is all when like Google was new. Okay, Google was new. It was unedited, uncensored. You could find anything on Google. It was fantastic. I found a lot of stuff. I found a lot of very scary stuff. So I was in the army and I got deployed overseas. So I got a lot of the shots. I also had a tick in my neck for a couple of days when I was 3, and I had mono at 13. So I have a lot of the markers for other things, right? Lyme disease and EBV and mono and yeah. So when I was diagnosed, somebody had showed me some very disturbing things in some army books, law books, that were in a library that was only one library in all of my whole area, and I'm in Chicago. And I was like, holy cow. So this sent me on a deep dive, and I wanted to understand like really what's happening here. And I saw some experiments that were done. Again, this is when Google was new and you can find anything. You can't find this stuff anymore. And I found these experiments that they did unwittingly on people. Over many people. And I was like, huh, oh my God. And I know you can't see my face, but if my face could talk, I was just flabbergasted. So I dove deep. I did, literally made research my job for a year. I didn't have kids at the time. So finding out all the toxins and all the mental and emotional experiments done on people. So I decided to figure this out on myself, and learn how to take control back from giving it away. And I didn't have those words, back then. I was just kind of like, I'm literally flying by the seat of my pants, like, let's just figure this out. But what I was doing was taking the control back. I wanted the control in my hands. I wanted to be my own doctor, essentially. I wanted to realize what is right for me. So nobody else can tell me how to fix myself. I'm using air quotes, but fix myself. So The first thing I came across, and this is again before YouTube was a thing and before podcasts was a thing, but I was listening. I don't even know how I found this or what I was listening on, but it was some podcast style show, and they were talking about breath work. And I started this breath work, and turns out it was box breathing. And again, this is 20 years ago. But I started box breathing, and I literally, in the first day of doing it for about 5 minutes total, I was like, oh my God, my stress levels are like so much better. So it started from there, and I'm like, I won't ramble, but that's where it started with breath work. And then it just kept going. So I'll pause for a second if you want to interject.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad that you're being so transparent about that, because it's never just one thing that leads us in a good direction, right? It's like, let's explore, let's find something that resonates, let's try it. Usually there's a positive outcome, right? Like none of these therapies make us worse, right? And then it's like just moving on to kind of the next thing. And my story is very similar where, and by the way, I love that you mentioned that you love to research, because, you know, we are still at this point with this disease that our doctors don't really know. And oftentimes it's us that end up knowing more about the condition. So I applaud you for that, you know, having that researcher mind and approach, because other people I've met who are similar improve just so much faster. So that is great. And I hope that listeners pay attention to that. And if research, you know, it's not for everyone, so then just connect with people who are researchers, right? So yeah, and breath work, great place to start, great place to start. And you're right, immediate feedback, right? Anxiety, depression, all that. And it's free.
You're already doing it. So just make it more effective.
Yeah, right. Like optimize the breathing pattern rather than just letting the breathing pattern be random, right? A lot of us are shallow breathers because we hold a lot of tension. And so learning how to do that box breathing, for example, is really, really helpful. So thank you for mentioning that. Now, what were some of the other pathways that you explored kind of early on?
Well, I think I'm going to back up just a second, because I have to say, before I was diagnosed, I actually fractured my L4, L5. I was a dancer forever, and I was a dancer in college, and I fractured it. And it was kind of, that was like the initial wake up call. So I'm sure a lot of your listeners, before they got diagnosed, they were going through something, whether it was physical, emotional, mental stress. So stress is the biggest indicator. Okay. So once I healed that, what did I do? I went and decided to become a marathon runner. Not a good one, just running a lot. Okay. And then from there became a power lifter. So it's like, I was looking for this escape from my own internal messes. Okay. My own internal fires that I had not yet put out. So I had a lot of emotional and mental things that I just wasn't looking at. And again, being an Aries, I was stubborn. And I, of course, I don't want to look at it. But then I realized once I started that breath work and the fires started to calm down, and I'm using that because I'm a retired firefighter, so I can use that term, but the fires are calmed down now. And I had to take a really long, hard look, like, okay, so why did I get MS in my whole family? No one else has anything like it. Why me? Like, not in a victim mode, but questioning, okay, well, why did I get this? Was it the tick? Was it the mono? What happened? Well, then I started with all my research, stress kept coming up. Okay, but why this? So it really comes down to not managing your stress, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, doesn't matter. But for most of us, it's all of them, or at least two of them. Childhood trauma. All of these things, we just didn't learn how to process our emotions, and we hold on to them. And then we take the burden. And the reason it's a lot of females is because we feel like we have to take care of everyone else first and put ourselves last. That's at least how I was brought up. Again, I'm 50. So this, if you're in your 20s, this may not resonate as much with you because you grew up probably differently, but still being a female, you have the burden of being the bearer, right? You have the bearer of children, of household, of work, of doing all the things. Don't do all the things. We're not meant to do all the things. You can, but you shouldn't, because it's not healthy. And I learned the hard way. So fractured my spine. Then I was diagnosed. Then I started the box breathing. And that's when all was like, oh my God, it's stress. It's stress. And the image that always kept coming back to me was when I was in college and I got my master's. So I had a lot of books. I would carry this backpack that literally was so heavy. And side note, I actually came up with a backpack on wheels about 10 years before that actually was introduced into the market. And I went to go market it, and my family thought I was nuts and I would have been a gazillionaire, but whatever. I just think of all that pressure on my spine. Like, oh my God, all that weight. I just kept adding books and more and more and more. And that's exactly what's happening to your body if you just keep piling on the stress. You can only take so much. And then your body's going to let you know, time out, time out. You got to figure things out. So,
That's such
from
a helpful analogy, by the way. Just like the physical and the emotional weight, right? Both of those things played into your story. Yeah. Thank you
So,
for sharing
if
that.
there's only one thing you do, do breath work. Because again, you're already doing it, it's free. Go on YouTube. Find what you like and do that. So I always tell people, do the free stuff first. Or go ground yourself in nature, or both. So those two things will heal you pretty quickly. So from the breath work, I started diving in more, and I found what I learned later was emotional clearing or body code. And I learned how to do it on myself, and I kept it quiet. I did not tell anyone I was doing it, but I cleared myself of a severe egg allergy and a severe cat allergy. And then I started clearing all these emotions from my heart wall. And in a few months, I realized, like, I'm a different person. Like, I'm not reacting the way I used to. I'm not getting the same feelings in my body. So, feelings, are electric, and emotions are magnetic. So we have that electromagnetic relationship with feelings and emotions. And so when you have an emotion, you will feel it in your body because it's that electrical thing. So you might feel the flutter in your stomach or the pressure in your heart or whatever. And so mine were stuck in my gut, of course, because a female, a little bit in my heart and my throat chakra. Oh boy. So that led me to throat chakra. Okay, so now we have to deal with the throat chakra, and I was not speaking my truth at all, and I would end up doing things I didn't want to do, people pleasing, and then I would get bronchitis every year, and wondering, why am I getting bronchitis? I was diagnosed with asthma. I'm like, I don't have asthma. It was my throat chakra. Had to heal that. Okay, so now I kept clearing emotions. It took me about a year on myself clearing emotions, and then I went to my kids, and I started helping other people, and lo and behold, emotional clearing is amazing because you're clearing it from your energetic field. You're clearing it from your ancestors, which is huge. And it solves a lot of the trauma that you think, like the things that you don't realize are part of your ancestry. And you're wondering why you keep experiencing the same thing over and over, even though you think you're doing everything possible to avoid it. It's probably because it's ancestral. And I like to always use like weight loss. If you feel like you're doing all the diet, like you are really doing everything you can and you can't lose the weight, a lot of times it's an ancestral emotion that's keeping you plugged in to holding on to that weight. So I digress. So throat chakra, emotional clearing, and that emotional clearing is really what catapulted my healing journey because I had to face a lot of stuff that now is coming up. Because when you clear these emotions, other emotions will start to come to the surface, and it's kind of like you pull a weed, but you really didn't get every little last bit, and there's always some more way, way deeper down, and then that's what happens. They just keep coming up and keep coming up, and all these emotions were coming up. And then I had more stuff. And then I went into quantum healing hypnosis technique, which is Dolores Cannon's technique. And I did two of those sessions. And I'll pause there because that's a crazy story if you want to hear it. Otherwise, we'll go on to something else.
You know what? I've actually never talked about Dolores Cannon here before, but I have explored a bunch of her stuff. So I'd love for us to take a little scenic route here if you're willing to share.
Absolutely. Okay. So Dolores Cannon is now dead, but her daughter Dolores has carried on, I think that's her name, has carried on her hypnosis technique. Quickly, Dolores, she's written like 13 books, but she started because she was a hypnosis, and a lady came to her. She was in the middle of Arkansas and wanted to understand why she was missing time. And when Dolores did this hypnosis technique on her, she found out that she was abducted by an alien. Well, the word spread over years, and she kept getting all these people. And then she found out she can just really get in and ask all kinds of questions and get all this information. So all of her books are based on what her clients have told her, and it's really fascinating stuff. But it's a specific hypnosis technique that helps you go into past life, to parallel life, to see beyond the veil. Okay, so some of your listeners might be like, "Whoa, this is too much," but it's a cool story on my end. So my dad's dad was not a good person. Things with children, okay. Just not a good person at all. Well, my low back has been an issue my entire life, and then of course I fractured it, so it was still an issue at this point. I had to be careful with it. So I went in this hypnosis session wanting to know about my low back. Well, they showed me a past life from well over 25,000 years ago that I was a different form, but my grandfather was also there. We were both males, and he did not like that I was sticking up for humanity and attached a cord to me. And that cord had followed me every single life. And it had a lot to do with my fear of abandonment because I was ousted from every society I'd ever been in because I was always trying to stick up for humanity. And the powers that be that were more greedy did not like that. So I was always kicked out and shunned out of every society. Well, the low back pain was coming from this cord that my guides had pulled out of me. And it actually hurt, like in real life hurt. So while they were pulling it out, I was like kind of screaming in pain, like, "Oh my God," it really hurt. It was big fat cord. It took them a little bit to pull it all out. They said, "Give it 3 days." And I kid you not, 3 days, I've been fine. Been fine ever since. So there's a lot of woo involved in my healing process. That's one of them. And then some Akashic record stuff, finding more, again, deeper roots, like really getting back to the core of who I am. And then just pulling up a lot of childhood stuff that it doesn't serve me anymore. It was serving me back then. And that's how this works, is that whatever you experience and you don't process out, you will hold in your body until you're ready to deal with it. And so I got a lot of this out, a lot of just kept coming up. I very rarely have stuff come up anymore, but I do. Well, I will still have random things come up, and I'm like, "Whoa, where did that come from? Why am I feeling that?" But again, I've been doing this for like 10, 15 years, like working on all of this stuff. So it's been a work in progress, but I didn't have anyone to help me. I didn't have a guide. I just like finding things, just random things. I mean, I've done Psych K, I've done the Beamer method, I've done horseback riding. I've done so many. I also teach trauma release exercise, which is for PTSD. I mean, you name it. I've pretty much done it, but there's still things I haven't done. So I haven't done it all, but I feel like I am.
Well, that lifelong learner orientation that you have is just beautiful because it seems like you're going to just keep exploring and finding new things. And, I want to mention to listeners, you mentioned like some of this stuff that has really helped me is kind of woo. And I've had that same experience. I think this healing journey, we do have to at some point open up our minds and our hearts to realize that as humans, we don't really talk about a lot of these real effective healing pathways. And so I'm just so grateful for you to mention these things. Like at first I'm sure you were like, "Wait, what?" Right? But being open to it and realizing that we are energy, we are spirits in a physical being right now, right? Like
Dolores Cannon, one of the things I love about her is she says that explore that in some way you actually chose this life and these particular hardships, right? And just opening my mind to that, like maybe I chose, I wanted this challenge. I was up for this challenge, right? Like that actually fueled my fire too. So it was kind of a different experience with the Dolores Cannon materials, but boy, did it help me do some of that shadow work that you're talking about, you know, and dig in deep to those places to find things that I didn't even know were there.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the people that come to me, they're like, well, I've been doing talk therapy for 5 years, 10 years. And I'm like, that's too long. You cannot listen. I'm just going to be straight up with y'all. If you like talk therapy, keep going, but you cannot alter your subconscious through the conscious, meaning you can't talk your subconscious into things. You have to really dig into the subconscious through the subconscious, affect the subconscious. Talking about it is temporarily fine, but you are not solving anything. I promise you. You have to get into those deeper layers to really make change.
And that's where the root cause solution lies, right? Like otherwise you're just putting a band-aid on situations that keep, you talked about how, you know, these patterns keep happening in our lives. And if we just keep putting band-aids on those little patterns as they emerge, that's, you know, that helps us in the moment, but it doesn't help long term. It's that going deeper to that root cause solution.
Yeah. And that's why I see a lot of like psychologists and psychiatrists moving into ketamine or hypnosis or other things, because they're starting to realize this, what we're doing, it's just, you're wasting your money, honestly. If you, you know, go talk to a friend instead, because you cannot shift your subconscious through your conscious. It's impossible. It's just, it's not the way it works. I promise. It's science. Okay? No offense, but if you've been doing it for more than 5 years, it's not working. So then after a lot of that, I ended up getting into plant medicine, and that just kind of catapulted me into a whole new layer. And that's where I'm at today.
That's amazing. I love that. Yeah. Plant medicine, you know, we underestimate that, or we can. And there's a lot of really exciting stuff happening now. And we'll get into some of that in a little bit here. I'd love to now shift to the therapy that you've been helping me with the last month or so. I'd love for you to talk about the AO Inner Voice Scan and kind of give us an introduction to that, kind of the basics of it and how it works. And we'll go from there.
Perfect. So the AO scanner is by Solex, and this is based on Russian astronaut technology from the 80s. So the cosmonauts would go up in space and they wanted them to remain healthy, so they send them frequencies. Now, I'm getting my PhD in integrative medicine, so we have a lot of quantum physics topics. So I will let you know that this is not woo. This is all scientific, actually, that frequencies do not abide by time, space, or distance. So that means that you can affect somebody's frequency, okay, or you know, they're not the same, but we'll talk about them as they are the same. So their energy, their frequency, their aura, you can affect that instantaneously from anywhere. Think of prayer. If you go to any kind of church, prayer is the same way. There's plenty of studies on prayer with intention. You can affect somebody immediately. Same as remote viewing. If you look at the Monroe Institute, remote viewing is instantaneous and you're not in the same room. And you might need to go and search all this stuff up if I'm talking way over, like, what is she talking about? I can't get into all this because it's too much. But AO scan is based on frequency. It's based on quantum physics. Okay, it's using scalar and right frequencies to detect someone's frequencies in their body. So we're talking their emotional, their physical, all the blood work, the organs, including the voice. So what Katie's talking about is I did her inner voice scan. So I put her in the system and she sent me a 10-second voice clip. And in her voice, there's over 3,000 different notes that come out. And all of those notes have a certain frequency, just like everything has a frequency. And those frequencies, if they're too high or too low, basically out of range for you, it's associated with specific emotions. And those emotions, like traditional Chinese medicine, is associated with imbalances in organs or systems in the body. Okay, so there's a lot of information I just spewed off. So I'll go back a little bit. Traditional Chinese medicine, it's always about the elements and it's always about organ systems. So for example, fear feeds on the kidney and the bladder. Anger feeds on the liver and gallbladder. Okay, so there's systems that are always functioning in the body, and when they're out of balance, they look at emotions. Okay, like Ayurveda looks at the classification of you. Traditional Chinese medicine typically goes into the emotion first, which is what I believe. So when you speak in a normal tone, this device picks up any imbalances, whether too high or too low. And then it will also scan your body. And again, this is scanning you from a distance, right? Because Katie, you're in California.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I'm in Chicago. And so it was an instantaneous scan and it sends a report and lets her know the four notes that are too far out of balance. And then it sends a personalized playlist. So if her, the root chakra is the note C. Okay. So if her C is out of balance, I forget the coordinated one with that, but the opposite will help balance it out. So in her playlist will be the note for that. And it will help with all the systems related to that C note. So it's root chakra, it's reproductive, it's all the things. And then, so again, there's 12 possible notes, but you have over 3,000 tones in your voice. And those notes that are getting picked up as out of balance are associated with an emotion. And then that emotion's associated with the organ. So I hope that's clear. Sure.
It is clear. Yeah. And it was such a cool experience. And for listeners who are curious and want to hear more, at the upcoming flock meeting, the first Saturday of next month, I'm actually going to share my reports, because now I've done this twice. I'm going to share my reports with people. And I welcome anyone who's not a current flock member. If you want to join us, you know, I have full transparency. I'll share my reports and what I've taken from it. And then I went back a couple weeks later and did another scan. And, two of the imbalances from before did not come up, but two of them came up again. And, you know, that was really helpful information for me. And then I got, you know, new music, also new tones to listen to. And it's just been a really interesting experience. I'm obviously very, very new at it and still really wanting to learn more. But it seemed pretty accurate, some of the themes that were coming up. And I'm curious if you could share a little bit about your personal experience with how you've used it as a wellness tool for yourself, you know, early on, but also you still use this for yourself on a daily basis. Talk to us a little bit about what you've learned.
Well, so I've been using this for about 2 years and I do the inner voice scan every day. There's very few days I've skipped. And I've known this. I've always had a self-worth and a self-confidence issue. That's been my thing. And then the sacral and solar plexus chakras, all related to that, stomach issues. So it's all, I have a theme. But what I noticed about 6 months ago is, oh my gosh, my chart, because you get a graph of what your voice looks like on a graph. It's so much better. My low note, which is what you suppress, has actually come up. I'm like, oh, finally, my gut is healing, which is awesome. That's a whole nother story, my gut, but I won't go into that. But that's starting to heal. It's getting easier for me to eat foods that I was totally intolerant to. And then just, you know, again, my disposition is I don't need anyone else to qualify me. I don't need anyone else to help me feel better. I do that myself. I can do that. And so when I listen to these notes, it's like, bam, like, let's go. I got this today. You know, like I don't know. I just love listening to it. I'll do my hape, which is ceremonial tobacco. I'll do my hape and listen to my harmonics. And I just really get into this like beautiful state and I come out of it and I'm like, life is awesome. I love it. And so just the inner voice alone is something I cannot live without at this point, but it also scans like hormone scan. It's a 41 panel hormone scan. And it takes 6 seconds to check it. And I'm like, well, let's see what's going on. And it'll balance it out too. Let's see what's going on today. Cause I'm feeling a little whatever, or, you know, when you think you're going to menstruate or something, it will kind of just let you know, like, here's what's going on. It pretty much does anything to do with frequencies, but that inner voice scan is like key for me every day, like religion.
Wow. Yeah. So, okay. So inner voice, you mentioned hormones. What are some of the other things that you're able to use this tool to kind of help you regulate over time?
Okay. Good question. So there's some basic key features. So one is I scan myself in the morning to see what supplements I should take. I don't take everything. I only take what it says to take. That way I save money and I save my liver and I don't have to like overburden my body with everything all the time because, you know, we're seasonal. So, you know, you shouldn't be taking everything all the time. So I do that. I do my inner voice scan. I do a body system scan and a comprehensive scan. So those will tell me anything that's out of balance. Like it could be something to do with my pancreas or my spleen or my meridians or my chakras or my blood or any food intolerances, or maybe I have too many parasites. It'll tell me all of these things. But like my husband went to the eye doctor today. I'm like, oh, let me scan your eyes because you can get to the root cause and know how long it's been going on and how severe it is. So I just did his eyes and he can take that report to the doctor and like, and a lot of them, like, I don't know what they are, like very specific things in the eyes. I don't know, but it also does dental. So it'll let you know if you have something going on with your teeth and it is crazy accurate. Scary accurate, but it'll even let you know, is it a mold? Is it a fungus? Is it a toxin? Is it EMFs? We also have affirmation list in here. So you speak into it and create your own affirmation list with music and tones. So it's binaural beat and it's your voice. And it's really important that affirmations are your own voice. And then we have CEPI. So there's subtle energy frequency imprint, and we can broadcast anything. There's over 1,000 different frequencies we can send, specific MS ones. I've done an MS group before, just sending frequencies every day to the MS group that did this challenge. And I mean, anything you can scan, you can send abundance frequencies, you can send knee pain, you can send vitamins, you can send anything you could think of. And then create playlists also. So a lot of people use it for anxiety or sleep. Other people use it for headaches. Some people use it for meridians. It's also got every single tuning fork in there that you can send instead of like doing the tuning fork and it, you know, dies down pretty quickly. This is just a constant tone and then you don't need to use it as long. And you're also not banging the tuning fork. And it's a lot quieter. So it has a lot of features that can literally shift your blood chemistry, your organs, your systems, your nervous system, your muscles, your emotions, and shift them so you get on the side of healing instead of trying to figure out how to heal. It's a very good tool to help assist with whatever other therapy you're doing.
Wow. And I'm just mind blown right now in terms of just the scope of what this entails, right? Like the way Western medicine is now, we go to a neurologist for our brain health, right? And we go to all these different isolated specialists. But the problem is that none of them are really communicating about how these things are intermingling and impacting one another. And so when I hear you talk about this therapy, how it's just so inclusive, it includes everything. That's just a really exciting thing for us to consider as a healing tool. It just seems incredibly powerful.
Yeah. I mean, imagine going to the chiropractor and having yourself scanned and then like, why guess, you know, like, is it bones? Is it ligaments? Is it meridian? Like what are we looking at here? And you have the answers. So you're not just over-treating, because I'm not a fan of over-treating, and you're more pinpointing and getting to the root cause.
Wow. So if someone's listening right now and they're intrigued, you know, I'll of course include all of your contact information, but what would you say to them in terms of like getting in touch with you and considering doing this inner voice scan or some of these other scans?
Yeah. So I always do a free inner voice scan because one, it's something that you're doing and it it's a fun one to look at, and then you get the harmonic playlist out of it. They can go to my website, and in there I have all kind of information, or on Facebook you can direct message me. That is also fine. And if you're looking for something more specific, so I will always give a free inner voice scan first. So even if you want something else paid for, I will give you the free inner voice scan first, because one, it lets the system kind of get to know you. But two, you get to kind of see what happens within the scan. All the scans are very different, so you're not going to see the same layout or the same results. But I'd like to do the inner voice scan first so that I get to know you. You get to listen to some harmonics. You get to see what's going on, see what emotions are coming up. And then, like, maybe you're having a hormonal imbalance. Maybe you're having a hard time getting pregnant. Maybe you're having a gait issue. Maybe you want your MS symptoms to come down. Maybe you don't even know why you have MS. You think it's inflammation, but you don't know why. We can figure that out. So, but always first is the free inner voice scan. And then we talk after that. Cause again, I'm not going to sell you on something you don't need, and I would never over-treat. And I want to get to know you and help you. So, you know, we'll talk from there.
Beautiful, beautiful. And it is really exciting as someone who's now done two scans. Like, I can't wait to make that a more regular part of my life. So I encourage anyone who's listening and who is intrigued to check it out for sure. It's pretty neat. And then in September, you're going to come to the Flock meeting. So Flock members will get a chance to chat with you one-on-one, ask additional questions. Maybe if they've done a scan before then, they can ask follow-up questions. So that is super exciting. So love this new to me healing tool. And you know, you have some other things in the works too. Like, you are so dedicated to your personal health and wellness and to helping other people, not only in our shared MS community but beyond. Like, what are some other tools that you have in the works that you can offer to folks?
Yes. So first I'll announce, I don't think I even told you this, Katie, but I have to do my dissertation to get my PhD, and I am going to be doing it on MS. And they actually want to, they think I can publish this study. So I will need a pretty large group of people, and healing modalities for MS that is pretty more encompassing, a wider range of tools. So I will need people for that. So keep a lookout for that. But I do have a retreat coming up in October in Mexico. It's just outside of Cancun in the jungle, in a private, it's a private retreat space. There is plant medicine involved, but lots of healing, sound healing in the pool. We're going to a cenote. We have 2 days of plant medicine with a shaman. So lots of fun healing modalities, like healing 2.0. No, like 5.0. Super fast. Like, let's get to the root now.
Wow. And so if that intrigues folks, definitely reach out to learn more about that opportunity. Really, really cool. Love this journey that you're on. Congratulations on making so many gains in your personal health and wellness, and for also then turning around and sharing it with others. You know, that's such a beautiful part of you that I've just grown to appreciate in the short time we've known each other. And I'm just so grateful for all the good you are putting out into the world. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good. So anything else you want to share with people today while we're here together?
Well, just remember that you not only affect your own frequency, but you affect everyone else's frequency, and anything that you're consuming, whether by touch, by sight, by sound, by smell, by taste, is affecting you. So always be sure that you know what you are consuming, because it will affect you either positive or negative. And therefore, when you go around other people, that's affecting them either positive or negative. So just remember, frequency is everything and everywhere, including your thoughts and your beliefs. So keep them on a higher vibration so that you can resonate on a higher vibration. And that is how you heal.
Amen to that. It's all connected, right? And okay. The more we fit these pieces together, the better we're going to feel. So I don't know if we're at the point where we can say that there's a cure for MS yet, but boy, there certainly are some solutions to the vast majority of the symptoms that manifest, I would say. Would you agree?
I totally agree with that. Yes.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being here today to share your journey with us. I hope this isn't the last time we get to chat. And I'm just, again, thank you so much for all the good you're putting out in the world. And thank you for sharing yourself with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Katie. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed learning a little about Samaya Tracy Hill today. Isn't she amazing? My hope today is that we all, one, remain active participants in our own healing by considering participating in the upcoming MS study and in reaching out to Samaya for an AO inner voice scan of your own. Two, that we don't give up when experiencing adversity and personal health challenges. Like Samaya, we too can heal. And there are many folks in our shared MS community that have found pathways to significant healing and are here to link arms with us to help us experience similar healing. And three, that we never forget the healing power of an active, supportive community. There's no need for any of us to suffer in isolation. Please reach out if you feel alone and crave connection. To continue our conversation on the AO inner voice scan and participation in the upcoming MS study, you're welcome to attend our next Flock meeting via Zoom this Saturday, August 3rd. If you're not yet a Flock member but would like to be, please join us. We are all people living with MS from around the world that meet via Zoom monthly to support each other and continue our learning on the episode topics. We also support each other through hardships and celebrate our successes together. You can learn more and join us by visiting our Patreon page. As always, I encourage all listeners to reach out with MS-related questions, comments, future podcast topics, or guest ideas via email. And lastly, remember, as we travel through life with MS, we're certain to hit some turbulence. We'll get through it, especially if we're flying together, supporting one another, and honking our encouragement. As always, thank you for listening, and until next time, be well.